This is CliffCentral.com.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Millennial Gen. It's your boy Adeo, aka Your Majesty.
Hey, yo.
And we got Mark, aka Mr. Pac-Man.
I'm here on the mic.
So we got a nice show for you guys today. We've got Mr. Cavani here to redeem himself after his string snap last time. It's not really a redemption because...
Don't forget about that.
Never, we don't forget.
No, nobody forgets.
Nah, it's not really a redemption. Last time he came on and killed it, so, you know, we just had to get him on again.
Yeah, it's not a matter of you're coming back to do it again because your string's broke. You're coming again to do it because you're amazing. That's why.
I do need some redemption, though.
Well, that's on you, dog. but I have no doubt.
So later on in the show we've got Miss Taryn Candace, I believe.
Correct.
Miss Fashion Fundi. Yeah. And we've got some amazing millennial entrepreneurs in studio, guys.
Is that the first time we're gonna have like entrepreneurial millennials like ourselves?
Yeah.
On the show.
I think it is.
I like that because I'm keen for that segment.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to spread the culture, spread the love, show you what people are up to, you know. The millennial generation isn't here to play games anymore.
Definitely not. We're going to be telling you how to do it, and we're going to be getting a lot of advice in the studio today, so you're going to want to stay tuned.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of knowledge dropped in studio today, guys. Should we just get straight into it, Cavani?
Without further ado. So, first of all, where you from? Introduce yourself just briefly to the listeners.
Well, as you guys said, my name's Cavani. I'm from Nelspruit in Mpumalanga.
Nice.
You know, but I've been pretty much all over the country. I've been in Cape Town, I've been in Umtata. You know, I'm here in Joburg.
I first met you in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And after. Okay. It's a little bit freaky to like...
So you're like a like a nomad. You just keep on moving.
That's my preferred life, man.
I like it.
It's the life of a hustler, dog.
No, that's true.
In the music industry, I feel like a lot of y'all move around a lot, you know.
I feel like that is the only way to, like, you know, really thrive in this industry. You really have to be able to move around and be, like, able to move around.
Makes sense. So where do you play, more or less?
Where do I play? I bask a lot.
Yeah.
I'm playing in Maboneng tomorrow in a little area there. I'm playing in Rosebank. But where I play most frequently would be AFTA because I study there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, so since I'm doing 30 at AFTA, I pretty much do showcases every second week, either on a Friday or a Monday.
Yeah, no, those AFTA showcases are really good, hey. There's a lot
of... So much talent, bro.
There's a lot of talent.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta push that stuff, man. I mean, that's the culture. And this is the youth. I mean, gotta spread that shit. So, what are you gonna play for us today, my man?
I'm gonna play for you guys a jam called Dopamine. It's an original... Yeah, one of my favorites, actually.
I'm keen.
Do you want to get straight into it, dog?
Yeah. Why not?
Let's go straight into that.
So, yeah, fading out here, we got Mr. Cavani and his guitar. He's about to break it down for y'all. Millennial Gen here at Cliff Central.
You've got them pretty eyes and them pretty lips. Ooh, baby. And girl, you've got me wishing for some self-control, baby. Got me feeling like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, girl. Got all the sugar that I need in you now, yeah. Just hit me with that time to drop it. And I don't think that I'll be alright, yeah. So now. When you come over, girls, know this, I'm gonna love you right, yeah. Just put down the phone, oh now, baby, I promise I will make it worth your while, baby. Just know that I'll love you, baby, as long as you need it. Even if it's all no longer, I'ma make the time. What am I supposed to do? My baby don't leave me high and dry. Lord knows all I wanna do, yeah. Is show you, baby, how beautiful you are, yeah. So now, when you come home, the girl slowly, yeah, I'm gonna love you right. got that dope for me, baby, now. You've got that dope for me, yeah. You've got that dope for me, baby. And I think I'm in love with you. Oh, baby, she's got that dope for me, yeah. Oh, she's got that nicotine too. And I think I'm in love with you, baby, now. You've got them pretty eyes and them pretty lips. Ooh, baby. And girl, you've got me wishing for some self-control, baby, yeah. Some self-control, baby.
Damn.
A bit rusty with it. I haven't played since last year, but yeah.
Oh, well, I can tell that was rusty. Nobody thought that.
I don't think that was rusty, dog. That was that was rustic.
Rustic. Love the vocab.
Just gotta put a switch on it, you know. Oh, that was incredible, dude.
Yeah, like, that was very. Oh, yeah. I dig that song. That's an original, you say.
Original called Dopamine.
Damn, bro, that is.
That was like a drug.
Yeah,
I won't lie. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mr.
Someone Kanisa just joined
Farmer.
Us.
Thank you, thank you. I mean, better late than never, guys. Yeah. I know you missed me, so here I am.
It's not really one for good timing, but you know.
But here. I mean, I knew you were gonna go on, so congrats. That was dope, man. Put it there. That was amazing. That was amazing.
He wanted to get the experience from outside the studio.
Yeah.
You know? wanted to know what other people were hearing.
You know, I was listening in on my phone, so I was here in spirit.
That's all we ask.
Same thing.
And can you vouch for the listeners? Was it amazing?
It was amazing. It was dope.
Much love.
Live was better, I can't even lie. Live was incredible. I'm sure it sounded just as dope over the airwaves. So.
Oh, yeah.
It was dope, I mean.
No, I appreciate it.
That's probably the funniest thing you ever said.
The fuck? The funniest thing? Okay, I mean, maybe.
Alrighty. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? How long have you been singing and playing guitar for?
Well, I've been singing, according to my mom, I've been singing since I was 10. But then I've been playing guitar for 12 years, and I've only been taught academically for 2 years at AFTA.
That's dope. Do you play any other instruments?
I dabble on the keys, and that's about it. Unless I'm including the djembe drum, you know.
Hey,
is that why you're so good with like alternating from guitar to like playing your guitar as a drum?
My bad. Like you wouldn't believe me, but that was just boredom in my room. Like, cause then as a kid, like I used to play sport a lot, and I got injured, like just playing rugby. So then what I used to do is just playing guitar in my room a lot, and then eventually I started just like, you know, playing around with beats and percussion. Before I knew it, I was just coming up with new things that I didn't really think I could do, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what being a creative is all about, dog.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sitting around being bored and then coming up with something that's
dope as hell.
I mean, it's dope. I mean,
okay, guys.
It's cool. I think if it had to go one more time, it would be a bit lame. But
so, what other creative fields do you dabble in? Sorry.
I act too on the side whenever I'm called through like by friends who go to AFTA. Apart from that, I write. Like, you know, I really have a big love for writing, and not just like, you know, writing for film, but also writing for songs.
Would you say it's like a major creative thing to not dabble, like to dabble in more than one creativity? Like, you say you play guitar, turn into guitar, drums and shit, and you also write. So like this multifunctional, like, ism. Do you think it's a new thing that us millennials are doing, or do you feel like people have been doing it for a time?
I think people have been doing it for years and years and years before us, just in different types of way. Like, for instance, something that my father, like, you know, alerted me to when I was being really ignorant in the conversation is that...
Haven't we all been down
that road? At least he's preaching.
So back in the day, people used to have a lot of occupations. So, like, somebody wouldn't just be a lawyer. You know what I mean? They'd be a lawyer and a doctor.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? Or they'd be like, you know, a mechanic and a doctor. People were much more open to like, you know, learning new things, and not just for the monetary expense of it, like, you know, getting the money.
Yeah.
But then also, or more so, for just like, you know, curiosity.
The experience.
And actually loving it.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of agree with that and disagree with that. Because I feel like with our generation, we just get bored so easily that for us, we're always chopping and changing between a whole bunch of different things. And I mean, for a lot of us, we've turned it into a strength, you know? Like, everyone's always like, oh, millennials are so lazy. They can't stick with anything. But truly, we're just curious, you know? Yeah. Like, we want to try as much as possible over a short period of time, you know?
I mean, like sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's bad.
I admit.
Like with me especially, dog, the way I dabble in between so many different arts. Like, you know yourself.
I know. All too well.
And yeah. I was reading this article the other day that kind of solidified what you were saying. Like, it said that by 2020, the global workforce will be dominated by millennials.
Best believe that shit.
You know, they've already passed baby boomers and they've already passed Generation X, so... Well, not yet. They haven't passed Generation X yet, but by 2020, they will be full-blown in the walk.
And we're going to come in hot.
We're going to be at the forefront of that, bro.
I'm so keen.
I'm so excited.
Dog, it starts now. Like,
We are doing it.
Like, we're doing the thing right now.
We have to. Like, I want to own an office, and I want every Friday to just be lit. People will go home at 2 a.m. on Saturday morning. That's just because work is that much fun.
Like, it's...
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to create here, guys. Outchat, the Millennial General platform.
You know?
For all types of creatives.
All types.
Like, today we've got musician, Mr. Musician Cavani.
Himself.
On live. But y'all, we do more than just that. You can check our Instagram, our website, our Facebook, just to find out a bit more about what we do for creatives and what we're doing ourselves as individuals.
Yeah, but I mean, we're a brand for the people, by the people. So
definitely.
We may be the millennial gen, but it's not about us. It's about the entire generation, you know?
Exactly.
So it's about collaboration, you know? Like, I mean, 2017 was a crazy year for collaboration. Like, whether it be artists, whether it be clothing lines.
And we've gone in about this.
We have, because it was that pertinent. Like, I feel like that's the culture that needs to be adopted from here on out. Like, that's the thing we need to embrace. Everyone needs to realize you can't really do it alone. Like, or maybe you can, but it's so much more fun to do it with a group of people, you know?
That's true. Cavani, so are you like... Oh, my bad. Are you, like, kind of maybe looking to move into, like, more of a corporate kind of sector... You know, because I mean, a lot of people have multiple jobs, you know, especially musicians that I know, they have jobs on the side, maybe waitering jobs or waitressing jobs, etc. Do you have any other jobs on the side, or are you looking to like move into that kind of industry?
I'm looking into going into television producing.
Cause, okay.
Like, you know, like, I dabbled in that in first year at AFTA.
Yes.
And man, I must say, like, what you can get from it is amazing. It's because you're in charge of a whole, like, you know, production.
Hectic.
Like, all the way from, like, you know, the design part, like the costumes design, all the way through to the talent, meaning the actors, through to the director. You know, you're in charge of them, and it's just such a big responsibility, I guess. I don't really know what to say about that, but then I guess it would be television producing.
That's
nice.
Dope, dog.
Nice, yeah.
I vibe with that. I mean, isn't that what you guys learn at AFTA, or are you more of strictly music at AFTA?
Well, there's music, TV, and film school. They're all separate schools, technically.
So what are you doing at AFTA?
I'm in the live performance school, and then deep in that, I'm doing music.
Okay.
So then, yeah. Because as you said, there's film, there's television, there's live performance.
That's good.
Yeah, my bad. It's live performance, I'm music. Music is a piece of the live performance.
So how do people get a hold of you? Because they just heard you live now. They're like,
Where can they find you?
Plug
yourself.
They like your stuff.
Yeah.
And now they want to get a hold of you. They want to see you live themselves, not just through the podcast or, you know?
Well, if you guys want to catch me, you guys can catch me on Facebook. That's all I have at the moment. At KAVANIDUMISA. Thank you.
Nice. You gotta get on that, man.
you gotta start repping yourself on social media, like Insta,
it's very
posting powerful.
Your videos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're talented. You gotta get your shit out there.
I'm definitely working on it, gents.
Sweet.
All right, guys. And coming up now, we've got Terrence Candace. I believe.
Miss
Fashion Fundi.
Miss Fashion Fundi. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The influencer segment. I'm excited.
All right. There, guys. Okay, now people probably think we're so weird after that.
Just a tiny bit.
Okay, right now we got Jordan Rakai coming with Selfish. I hope you guys are still listening.
And Cavani, thank you so much for coming in.
No, gents, thank you so much for letting me be here.
You're very welcome.
All right.
We are back. How's everybody doing on this beautiful Friday afternoon? I don't know about you guys, but I had such a great day today. I literally woke up dancing. Like, how often does that happen?
You woke up dancing?
Yes, literally.
How?
Because that looks like a seizure, bro. No, not that.
I've heard of singing in the shower, but dancing, like,
no,
when you wake up.
Because the song, I turned on my laptop, or I opened it, and the song started playing, and I was just like, ooh. And then I literally just got out of bed and I kept going. So that is the type of Friday I am having. So for those of you who have just joined us, this is the Millennial Gen. I am one third of your co-host, Kanyisa Palmer. And today we have the beautiful Taryn Candace. Woo! Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so excited to be here.
If only we actually had that button. Eh?
I'm so sad about it.
No, guys, we need to step up our game in that department.
No, it's coming.
It's coming.
I have no doubt.
We need to. We'll elevate our game. We'll get there. Okay, so your Instagram name is Fashion Fundi, and you are a blogger, correct?
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and tell all the beautiful people why they should listen to you?
Well, the thing is, I started a fashion blog, so my name's Fashion Fundi on Instagram. But I've branched out to travel, lifestyle, and fashion.
Nice.
That's
dope. I started my blog 2014 when I moved to Germany and lived in Düsseldorf. I started because in Germany it's really big and trendy to be like a fashion blogger. And when I worked for that company, I was like, I need to do this too and bring it to South Africa. So that's how it started. And the name started because, like, I've always been dressing my family and telling them what style is right and what style is wrong. And so they actually helped me come up with the name Fashion Fundi because they always said I was like a Fundi and that. So that's how it started.
Cool.
But I kind of, like, feel like the name should change a little because I've branched out.
I mean, I do. I think it's cool. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. That should be like culture fundi.
Would you say you were one of the first fashion bloggers in South Africa?
I'm not sure if I can say I'm the first, but
I did.
I like it.
And you're
maybe in Joburg. I think Joburg it was really, really new when I started. Like, no one knew what blogging was, so. Yeah,
I feel like a lot of that stuff just starts in Cape Town. Not originates, but like start in this country starts in Cape Town.
Yeah, everything creative, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, we are Cheddar Chain.
Yes, I know. Good.
Brom would love to disagree with
that.
I agree. Okay, so we heard from a little bird that you actually smart as fuck. Yeah, no, dude. Our source, what? My source is? Because I'm saucy, you know. So, I just want to know if you can confirm what our sources are telling us.
What are they saying?
So apparently you graduated cum laude and you're currently a practicing lawyer.
I actually am. I am an attorney. And I am a fashion and lifestyle and travel blogger.
How
the
you
goal
so
of many talents.
Damn.
So it'll be up in the courtroom, everyone will be looking at you like, damn, who this?
Mark Train
will be wearing a suit.
Guys, I'd just like to apologize. This is about the fourth show in a row that Mark has thrown bones at our guests.
Yes, I agree.
I'd also like to apologize for my very jealous colleagues. It's because their mouths ain't fast as mine.
Okay, I can't deny that was a good comeback.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. But I mean, since you guys are listening, you guys actually can't see what we're looking at. So you don't understand.
Oh, well, right? You are live streaming, aren't you?
I am on my Instagram. So,
if you guys would like to get an inside look at the studio, where can they go and look?
They can go onto my Instagram at FashionFundi and just go onto my Insta stories and I'm live streaming. So I'm waving right now.
Y'all can see us.
Hey. do you want to let everyone know where they can ask us questions?
Yes, I mean, if you guys want to ask us any questions, go to our Instagram page at the Millennial Gen. We are currently live, so just go there, ask away, and we'll answer any questions you may have.
Yeah.
All right, so please, could you tell us how you balance a full-time law career and a fashion blog and a lifestyle blog and traveling all over the world and just being an all-around badass?
So, like, the short answer to that is early mornings and late nights. But I suppose when you love what you do, it's not an effort. So that's how I balance it,
That's a very good answer.
Right. Everything she says sounds so composed. It's making me uncomfortable. I'm just like,
what? Like,
oh,
wow.
Gosh.
Talk about having your life together.
I mean, mean, you know, not always, but I try my best.
So now you did say, though, that you were thinking of changing the name, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, now we thought, firstly, you know, yes, you are practicing law. So, I mean, why not Legally Blonde?
That's a pretty good name.
It would make
That's
sense.
That's really good. Right. So, I am blonde.
So why did you choose, you know, Fashion Fundi?
Because, like I said to you, like, I was always styling my parents and my brother, and I was like, this goes, this doesn't go, like, you know, giving them style advice. And so that's how it came about, because I only focused on fashion, but obviously since then I've expanded. So
Interesting.
So Legally Blonde is kind of cool. I hope it's not taken on Instagram then.
I think you should try and take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on with that Legally Blonde culture.
Alright, so would you say that your law degree benefits your blogging? And if so, if yes, how so?
Definitely. Like, with regards to collaborating with brands and PR companies, and it really helps with negotiations and being able to understand contracts, and know what you're getting yourself into, you know, and if it's going to be beneficial to you or not. So I think that's helped a lot. And then obviously really focusing on social media law and what is allowed to be posted, what isn't. I feel like influencers don't really know, you know, their value and the content they're creating. And I mean, brands are just obviously using it and reposting it, and, you know, you've taken time to create that content, and I want to focus on how you can, you know, hone down on those people and say, like, that's not right, this is my creation.
Do you, like, educate your followers on, like, legal issues?
I should. I really do want to focus on it. I think that would be a drift, like, I think so, because people are just oblivious and unaware of, like, the value of what they are creating on social media. So that's something I want to focus on.
I mean, especially in, like, our generation, no one really knows what the hub copyrights.
No, yeah, and I think it's a lot, like, you need to know the value of your work. And
I agree.
People reposting your work and you've spent hours creating it and they just posted and they've got their brand on it, I think it's kind of unfair and obviously sounds not like legal. So I think that's something I want to focus on and help bloggers and brands, you know.
So then I think Legally Blonde definitely that. Does. So I've got a random ass question.
Okay, go for it.
Thank you. Do you think you would lose followers if you were a brunette?
Oh my gosh.
Or like a redhead or something.
I knew you would.
I mean, if I started off as a brunette and people knew me as a brunette, probably not, because I like people know me as that. But I think now if I went brunette, they would be like, who is this? And I don't suit dark hair. I've done it before. It was a disaster. So probably, yes.
Hmm. The internet is fickle.
I'll just stay.
The internet had spoken.
I know. I'll just stay as a blonde. Blondes have more fun anyway.
And that dope-ass name wouldn't be able to work anymore.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. So I have another question for you. So, like, following you on social media.
Yes.
I like to call it research. Like,
I like to call it stalking.
You know, that's
so
what
just me.
That's whatever what like way you look you at know. It.
But, like, where are you off to next? Because I see you globetrotting all the time.
Yeah, I'm quite a globetrotter. I just came back from Cape Town, and then in March I'm going to Cape Town again. And then in April, I've got some exciting things. I'm going to Barcelona on a cruise ship. Going on the biggest ship in the world, Symphony of the Seas. So I'm so excited for that.
Is
and
that
then
the one with those, like, robotic arms that serve you drinks?
Yes,
and
that's
what?
The one.
What? This you speak of.
And
in
then Barcelona. You can also go skydiving, but obviously it's simulated, but you have the real effect
you,
on
you
board.
You can skydive on a boat.
Yes. I've okay. seen those. It's like those wind tunnel things.
You
yes.
can go ice skating, you house. Can go surfing, like everything is
can
on
you send the millennials an invite, eh? We'd like to join you
just
on that.
Just follow me on Instagram. I'll be, like, Insta-storing everything. I
think that must be our first company retreat, guys.
Yeah,
I think it must happen.
Yeah, and then my next destination is Thailand in May. I'm so excited because I've never That's been nice. To the East, so I'm really excited for that. And then USA and Europe again at the end of the year.
Damn. Started off at Cape Town and it was
I know. Yeah, sorry. I thought I'd just start slow.
No, it's perfect. You started off that with the closest destination. You just went further and further away.
That was perfect. What would you say your favorite place in the world is?
Oh, gosh. My heart's in Germany. I love that country so much. Every time I go, it's exciting. It's new. It's my favorite
Deutsche.
Genau.
I know what you're doing.
I have no idea.
I'm not going to lie, I don't know what either of them said.
I don't know what, I think I just said.
I mean, that was good. You pronounced it pretty well. So.
Congrats. Congrats. Oh, damn, well done. Now all you need to do is be able to hold up the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, come
that's,
now.
That's like with no, me
I can't
in
even
French.
Do that shit in
I can,
English.
I can say the basics.
Well, yeah, we can say like, I hope you have a wonderful day. And you like can end off the show by being like, ich wünsche dir eine schöne Tag. Mm. Or ich wünsche dir eine wunderschöne Tag, which means I wish you a wonderful day.
Oh, wunderbar.
Nein.
Ja, wunderbar.
Nein. I can't remember that.
All right, but I mean, on to our last question. Yes. So unfortunately, if you could die, and it's a bit morbid. I mean,
yeah, now you're ending it off.
Okay, I mean, let me take out the die part. If you could be any other blogger in any other sphere,
or creative,
yeah, yes. what would you be? Who would you be rather?
I think definitely a German blogger called Zina. I always aspire to be like her. I get a lot of like inspiration from her. She's really great and she's made such a name for herself and she's really successful, so that's someone I'd follow.
Nice.
I think I actually follow her.
Yeah, Zina
Overdose.
And I feel like you actually look very much like her.
I'll take that as a compliment. She's cool.
No, it's definitely a compliment. That one was intended.
So okay. So you're on your way there basically.
I am trying to be, yeah.
Well,
definitely.
We believe in you.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, you've given us some German. You've given us your worldly view. You've
my
shown
legal
us
advice.
Right? There's nothing that you can't do. So, do you want something to say something to inspire the people? Just a little sign out thing. If anyone is listening to you and feels truly like it's something they should do, any advice?
Just follow your dreams. Very cliche, but follow your dreams and also find something that you love to do so that you'll never work a day in your life.
This is CliffCentral.com.